Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in recognition of Veterans Day. Father, we offer prayers for those in uniform now and in the past. We thank you today for men and women who have served our nation. We thank you for raising them up to be people of loyalty and people who have sacrificed for a cause greater than themselves. People who have risked their lives for someone else. People who have acknowledged that there are things in this world worth dying for, and that one of those things is the person in line beside them. We pray especially for veterans who have sacrificed much, many of whom struggle to handle the emotional and physical scars that combat so often brings. Lord, we live in a culture that demands little of us, but still ask that you would nurture within us a sense of loyalty and honor and duty. That you would call us beyond our selfishness so that we would be willing to put someone else's needs above our own. Father, help us to see that our calling to follow you is not to be taken lightly, and that we cannot simply cast aside for convenience sake the duties we have in Christ, the duty to forgive, to love, and to be honest. Thank you, Lord, for our freedom. Thank you for our peace, our prosperity, and our security. We're thankful that we live in a country that allows us the right and the freedom to elect those who represent us. So, Father, as we go to the polls this Tuesday, give us eyes to see and to understand how the gospel compels us to respond as faithful citizens in our community. We ask for minds and hearts that are open to hearing the voice of leaders who will bring us closer to your kingdom. We pray for discernment, so that we may choose leaders who honor your word, who speak your truth, and recognize your power and your sovereignty. We pray this election that we would appoint those who would support the ways of your kingdom rather than the ways of this world. Father, we pray your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.